韩国曾经比非洲还要穷。
Once Korea was poorer than Africa.
朝鲜战争结束以后的韩国，用废墟来形容都是一种美化。
After the Korean War, South Korea used the term ruins to describe the situation, which was a form of beautification.
1953年。
1953.
韩国的人均 GDP 不到67美元。
South Korea's per capita GDP is less than $67.
比当时绝大多数非洲国家还要低。
Much lower than most African countries.
但是今天，韩国是世界上最重要的经济体。
However, today, Korea is one of the most important economies in the world.
在半导体。
In semiconductors.
汽车。
Cars.
造船、
chip building、
文化输出上都是顶流存在。
In terms of cultural output, they are all top tier figures.
从比非洲还穷到跻身发达国家。
From being poorer than Africa to becoming a developed country.
韩国究竟做对了什么
？What exactly did South Korea do right？
又付出了怎么样的代价呢？
What kind of cost did they pay?
是往往是反视觉的，在半岛分裂之初，北
History often reflects the reflection that at the beginning of the peninsula's division,
方的工业基础是远好于南方的。日本殖民时期，日
The industrial foundation of the north is better than that of the south, which was established during the Japanese colonial period.
日本人是把重工业、电厂和矿产全部布局在。
The Japanese have completely arranged the industrial and mining facilities.
在北方，也就是靠近中国的东北，南方主要作为产粮区。战争爆发以后
，In the north, specifically in the south central part of northeast China, which is mainly a grain-producing area after the outbreak of war.
南方本来就非常薄弱的农业基础都被打烂了。
The already weak agricultural base in the south has been completely destroyed.
当时的韩国面临三个致命的问题。
The Korean Peninsula at that time faced three fatal problems.
没有煤。
No coal.
没有铁。
No iron.
没有油。
No oil.
大批难民涌入了南方，社会失业率高企。
A large number of refugees have flooded into the southern region, leading to a high unemployment rate.
全部靠美国的食品和医务援助。
All relying on food and clothing aid from the United States.
也就是著名的三白资助。
These are the famous three pillars of white-collar workers.
白面、白糖
White sugar.
白棉花
White cotton.
韩国可以说苟延残喘
Korea can only survive by clinging to it.
而且第一任的总统李承晚政府的内部腐败横行，援助的资金大量被各级官员倒买倒卖，商人
In addition, the corruption within the first Lee Soon-hee administration was rampant, and a large amount of aid funds were misappropriated by various levels of officials, causing significant damage.
侵吞，国家
plunder the country,
根本谈不上任何的现代化规划。
There is no mention of any modernization planning.
当时的韩国是一个名副其实的看不到任何希望的亚洲的烂泥。
At that time, Korea was a truly hopeless Asian country.
韩国命运的齿轮在一个充满争议的人物手中才开始快速的转动。
The gears of fate in Korea began to turn rapidly in the hands of a controversial figure.
那就是朴正熙。
That's Park Chung-hee.
1961年。
1961.
朴正熙通过军事政变上台。
Park Chung-hee seized power through a military coup.
他是经历过日据时期，当过军官的。
He is someone who experienced the Japanese era and served as an officer.
所以他有一种实用主义的探索精神。
So he used a pragmatic and exploratory approach.
要活命
to survive,
就必须用铁腕的手段把全国拧成一股绳。
This requires using iron-fisted methods to unite the entire country.
他开启了韩国的汉江奇迹。
He ushered in the Korean miracle on the Han River.
发展工业需要本钱怎么办呢？
How to get the capital needed for industrial development?
韩国当时一分钱没有，外资。
At that time, Korea had no foreign investment.
根本不敢来投资。
I can't even afford to invest.
朴正熙政府就做出了两个非常现实的决定。
The Park Chung-hee government made two very realistic decisions.
第一。
First,
韩国向越南派遣了超过300,000的军队。
Korea has dispatched more than 30,000 troops to Vietnam.
我帮助你打仗。
I help you fight.
作为回报呢
？What about the return?
美国向韩国提供了数十亿的贷款、专项的补助和技术转让。
The United States has provided tens of billions of dollars in special grants and technology transfer to South Korea.
而且向韩国企业开放了军事的订单。
In addition, military orders were opened to Korean companies.
第二呢，就是叔叔劳工。
The second is that uncle will be a laborer.
韩国向西德派遣了数万名的矿工和护士。
Korea dispatched thousands of miners and nurses to West Germany.
这些年轻人在几百米深的德国的矿井里。
These young people are working in a mine in Germany, which is several hundred meters deep.
在医院的太平间里赚取外汇。
Earning foreign currency in the hospital morgue.
然后绝大多数都寄回了国内。
And most of them were returned to China.
1964年12月
December 1964
朴正熙访问西德
Park Chung-hee visited West Germany.
在鲁尔矿区会见矿工和护士的代表
Meet with representatives of miners and nurses in the Ruhr region.
看着满脸煤灰的同胞
Looking at my fellow countrymen covered in mold and grime,
朴正熙在台上失声痛哭。
Park Chung-hee cried on stage.
同胞们，看到你们受这种苦。
My fellow countrymen, seeing you suffer like this,
我心如刀割。
My heart is cut like a knife.
我们虽然现在贫穷。
Although we are trapped in poverty,
但是绝不能把贫穷留给子孙。
But we must not leave poverty to our children.
为了国家
For the country,
请大家忍耐
Please be patient.
我拼了命
I worked hard.
也要让国家富强起来
Also make the country rich and strong.
当时台下哭成一片，这一代韩国人的血汗钱成了工业化。
At that time, the blood and sweat of this generation of Koreans had become industrialization, and the audience was crying.
第一批的启动资金
The initial funding.
有了钱，朴正熙决定打造重工业。
With money, Park Chung-hee decided to develop heavy industry.
当时
At that time,
国际货币基金组织和世界银行一致反对。
The International Monetary Fund and the World Bank have both expressed their opposition.
认为韩国连铁矿石都没有，建钢厂必赔无疑。
It is certain that South Korea will lose money if it does not build a steel plant without iron ore.
朴正熙不信邪。
Park Chung-hee refusing to give up.
他找到了军人出身的朴泰俊。
He found Park Tae-jun, who was a soldier.
把越南战争换来的资金全部都砸进去了。
All the money from the Vietnam War was invested.
筹建了浦项制铁。
Established the Pusan Iron Foundry.
朴泰俊对
Park Tae-jun
全体员工下了死命令。
all employees were given a death sentence.
我们建这个工厂的钱就是用血换来的。
The money we used to build this factory was earned through hard work.
如果失败了
If you fail,
那么我们所有人立刻向右转，跳进东海谢罪。
So we all immediately turn right and jump into the East Sea to apologize.
最终，浦项制铁不仅建成了。
In the end, the Iron Bridge was not only built, but
而且在极短的时间内实现了盈利。
Furthermore, it achieved profitability in a very short period of time.
成为了全球效率最高的钢铁巨头之一。
Became one of the most efficient steel giants in the world.
这家钢厂为韩国后来的造船业、汽车业提供了廉价。
This steel mill provided cheap steel for the shipbuilding and automotive industries in Korea, which later developed.
而且高质量的骨骼，朴正熙不相信自由市场。
Moreover, the high-quality ancient country, Pujiangxi, does not believe in the free market.
能够挽救韩国。
Can save Korea.
所以他把国家的资源集中砸向少数几个有能力的民营企业家。
So he concentrated the country's resources on a few capable private entrepreneurs.
也就是财阀的起源。
This is the origin of the Keebles.
现代集团的郑周永是一个商人出身的狠人，朴正熙要求他造船。
This generation's Kang Joo-young is a ruthless businessman, Park Jiang-hee, who asked him to build ships.
韩国连一张像样的造船图纸都没有。
Korea doesn't even have a decent shipbuilding blueprint.
郑周永拿着一张500韩元的纸币。
Kang Joo held a 500 Korean won bill in his hand.
上面印着古朝鲜时期的规。
Above is a ship from the ancient Korean period.
船跑到英国巴克莱银行去贷款。
And also borrowed from Barclays Bank in the UK.
他说：“你看，我们的祖先在400年前就造过铁甲船。”
He said that our ancestors built iron-hull ships 400 years ago.
我们只是中断了这个记忆。
We just interrupted this memory.
请相信我们。硬是拿到了贷款。
Please believe us, we actually got the loan.
在荒滩上面建船厂，创造了造船业的神话。财阀
build this innovative shipbuilding empire on the wasteland.
在政府的保护和廉价的贷款支持下
under the protection and cheap loan support of the government,
疯狂地进行逆周期的扩张。
Rapidly expand the cycle of reverse expansion.
到了80年代
In the 1980s,
三星的李健熙敏锐地察觉到
Samsung's Lee's keen perception.
未来的核心就在于半导体，所以倾尽家底豪赌存储芯片，在连续亏损、全社会质疑的情况下。
The future hinges on semiconductors, and despite continuous losses and widespread questioning, the company has poured all its resources into betting on storage chips.
咬牙硬撑
gritting one's teeth and persevering,
掀翻了日本的半导体产业
It overturned Japan's semiconductor industry.
奠定了今天三星的绝对霸主地位。
Laid the foundation for Samsung's absolute dominance today.
客观地看
Objectively speaking,
二战以后贫穷国家的现代化的历程
The modernizing process of poor countries after World War Roman II.
我们会发现一个可能让人不大舒服的现实
We will discover a reality that may be uncomfortable for some.
几乎所有成功跨越贫困陷阱、实现工业化起飞的后发
Almost all successful developing countries or emerging industrial economies have
国家起飞的奠基阶段
The foundation stage of a nation's rise
采用的往往不是西方式的松散的民主
The system often adopted is not the Western style loose democracy，
而是某种形式的威权体制，或者强力的大政府，后发起飞。
Instead, it is a form of rights protection system or a strong government that initiates a flight。
本质上是一场资本极其匮乏。
In essence, it is a situation where capital is extremely scarce。
时间极度紧迫的生死时速。
Speed demon。
在这种条件下。
Under these conditions。
威权体制往往能够展现出民主制度无法比拟的优势。
The system of rights protection often demonstrates the advantages that democratic systems cannot match.
第一桶金哪里来？
Where did the first barrel of gold come from?
比如说，建设电网、铁路。
For example, building power grids and railways.
港口、钢厂，后发。
After the port, the steel plant.
国家一贫如洗，民主制度。
A country with extreme poverty and democracy.
必须要通过提高福利、迎合选民来获取选票。
You must win votes by raising welfare.
老百姓赚了钱就要消费。
When ordinary people earn money, they will spend it.
国家无法将财富集中的转向工业投资。
The country cannot shift its focus to industrial investment due to the concentration of wealth.
而集权制能够凭借国家机器强行地压低社会消费水平。
And authoritarianism can use the state apparatus to forcibly suppress social consumption levels.
甚至是榨取农业和底层劳工的剩余价值。
Even extracting surplus value from agriculture and the lower classes.
把他们转为工业的资本。
Convert them into industrial capital.
例如
For example,
朴正熙时代的压低农产品的价格，限制工人罢工。
During the era of Park Chung-hee, the government imposed price controls on agricultural products, which led to worker strikes.
把有限的资金拧成一股绳。
To squeeze limited funds into a single thread.
砸下浦项制铁和现代重工。
Collapse of Pujian Iron and modern heavy industry.
这种集中力量办大事的效率。
This kind of efficiency of concentrating strength to achieve great things
在资本原始的积累阶段是决定性的。
In the initial accumulation stage of capital, it is decisive.
现代工业化是一个长达数十年的需要连续性政策的系统工程，后发国家的民主往往不成熟。
Modern industrialization is a system engineering project that requires continuous policy for decades, and in developing countries, democracy is often immature.
容易陷入政党轮替和政治分裂。
Easily fall into the cycle of political parties and political atmosphere.
前任建了大坝。
Ex-boyfriend built a dam.
后人为了选票
，in order to win votes，
可能就直接叫停，征收土地。
Perhaps we should just stop collecting land taxes.
建高速公路
，build highways.
可能因为复杂的法律诉讼和民众的抗议
，due to complex legal proceedings and public protests.
拖延十几年，集权制政策具有非常高的连续性和强硬的执行力。
The policy of authoritarianism, which has been in place for over 10 years, has a very high degree of continuity and strong enforcement.
国家可以制定五年计划，强行的去扫清一切利益集团的阻碍。
The state can formulate a five-year plan to forcefully eliminate all obstacles set by vested interests.
土地说
Then it,
说争就争，产业说砸就砸。
If you want to talk about industry, then talk about it.
展现出极高的行政效率。
demonstrates extremely high administrative efficiency.
欧法国家普遍还存在着在部落阶层。
In many countries, the existence of tribal hierarchies is still a problem.
宗教或者地域矛盾。
Religious or regional conflicts.
选票政治往往会放大这些矛盾。
Voting politics often exacerbates these contradictions.
政客们为了拉选票，就会煽动族群对立。
Politicians stir up ethnic divisions in order to gain votes.
导致社会的动荡。
Cause social unrest.
外资不敢进入。
Foreign companies are unwilling to enter.
印度在独立初期拥有比中国要好得多的工业基础和铁路网。
In the early years of independence, India had a much better industrial base and railway network than China.
但是他们复杂的议会民主。
But their complex parliament,
民主
democracy,
各地的土邦利益以及工会的力量
local tribal interests and the power of unions,
导致基础设施的建设举步维艰。
This has led to difficulties in the construction of infrastructure.
极大地拉长了工业化的周期。
The extreme length of the industrialization cycle.
集权制。
Centralization.
可以用铁腕的手段。
Use iron-fisted methods.
把所有的社会分歧盖在盖子里，创造一个虽然高压。
Put all the social divisions under a cover to create a high-pressure environment.
但是绝对稳定的社会表面，对于资本。
However, the seemingly stable surface society for capital.
尤其是跨国资本来说。
Especially for cross-border capital.
稳定和可预测是远比自由更重要。
Stability and predictability are more important than freedom.
但是集权制也不是免费午餐。
However, authoritarianism is not a free lunch.
它在经济起飞时候
In order to achieve economic takeoff,
借用的效率本质上是向未来借的高利贷。
The essence of borrowing is essentially high interest lending to the future.
当经济发展到一定的高度
When the economy reaches a certain level,
这些被强制压制的矛盾就会变成社会的慢性毒药。
These suppressed contradictions will become the chronic poison of society.
为了追求效率
In order to achieve efficiency,
必然会扶植特定的代理人。
They will inevitably promote specific agents.
比如说韩国的财阀。
For example, the Korean cabals.
苏联的重工业的官僚。
Soviet industrial bureaucracy,
或者某些特权阶层
or certain privileged layers.
当国家富裕以后
when a country becomes wealthy,
这些当年立下汗马功劳的代理人就会演变成庞大的既得利益集团
These individuals who once made great contributions will eventually become a large vested interest group.
他们会利用自己与权力的垄断关系。
They will use their monopoly relationship with power.
疯狂的挤压。
Crazy squeezing.
中小企业和创新者的空间。
Space for SMEs and innovators.
导致经济失去了底层的内生动力。
This leads to the loss of endogenous dynamics at the bottom of the economy.
韩国至今无法解决财阀垄断。
To this day, South Korea has not been able to solve the monopoly of cables.
就是一个很好的证明。
This is a good example.
集权制的低容错率也是天然的短板。
The inherent weakness of centralized systems is their low tolerance for error.
由于反对派和媒体制衡的消失。
Due to the disappearance of the balance between the opposition and the media,
最高决策者英明的时候
when the highest decision makers are wise,
国家一日千里
the country is developing rapidly.
当这个决策者犯错的时候
When this decision maker makes a mistake,
缺乏刹车机制
lack of braking mechanism,
全社会眼睁睁看着一个国家冲向悬崖
the whole society is watching a country head towards a cliff,
许多后发国家在起飞了一段时间以后
after a period of time, many developing countries have,
就陷入了长期的停滞
It has been stuck in a long period of stagnation.
往往就是因为一次重大战略方向的错误。
Often, it is because of a major strategic direction error.
却无人敢纠正。
No one dared to correct.
今天的俄罗斯就是如此。
Today's Russia is like this.
还有这种赶超型的战略。
There are also such aggressive strategies.
人在很长时间里不是目的
Once for a long time, it was not the purpose.
而是实现国家工业化的电池工具
Instead, implement national industrialization battery tools.
长期的高压
Long-term high pressure.
对个体权利的漠视以及分配的不公
Ignoring individual rights and unfair distribution.
会在社会进入到富裕阶段以后
Once society enters a phase of prosperity,
反视为极端的精神危机
Anti-rationality is a form of extreme mental crisis.
今天东亚社会全球垫底的生育率畸形的内卷文化
Today, the abnormally low fertility rate in East Asia, which is at the bottom of the global rankings and is caused by the intense competition and culture,
很大程度上就是效率至上，牺牲个体发展模式。
It is largely a matter of prioritizing efficiency at the expense of individual development.
在我们心理上带来的创伤。威权体制的合法性
The legality of the alternative system that brings trauma to our minds
是建立在经济持续高速增长的绩效上的
It is based on the performance of sustained high-speed economic growth
一旦经济增速放缓
Once the economy slows down
或者面临跨越中等收入陷阱的瓶颈
or face bottlenecks in crossing the middle-income trap.
体制内的各种矛盾就会集中的爆发。
The various contradictions within the system will inevitably erupt.
由于缺乏透明的、制度化的选举和法治。
Due to the lack of transparent and institutionalized elections and the rule of law.
那这种体制在转型期极易发生剧烈的社会动荡或者撕裂，客观理性的去看待威权制和民主制，往往不是对和错的道德选择。
In this system, it is very easy to experience violent social upheaval or tearing during the transition period. Objectively, viewing authoritarianism and democracy is not a moral choice between right and wrong.
而是时与势的关系，在零到一的起飞阶段。
Instead, the relationship between time and events is in the initial stage of zero to one.
威权可以凭借对资源的绝对掌控和执行力。
With absolute control and enforcement power over resources, one can successfully make a claim.
往往可以有效地打破宗族封建和贫困的枷锁。
Often can effectively break the shackles of clan feudalism and poverty.
强行的去推进
Forcefully promote
现代化，而到了经济结构变得非常复杂
With the modernization of the economy, the structure has become very complex.
社会阶层变得极度多元的时候
When social classes become extremely diverse.
威权的边际效应就会严重的递减。
The marginal effect of rights will decrease significantly.
这个时候
At this time,
一个健康的市场
A healthy market,
独立的法治以及包容性的体制
Independent rule of law and an inclusive system.
这种制度能够 提供纠错能力。
This system can provide error correction capabilities.
保护产权。
Protect property rights.
促进自由创新。
Promote freedom and innovation.
只有掌握了这些东西。
Only by mastering these things.
才能让一个国家去走得远。
To allow a country to go far.
走得稳。
Steady.
完成了向现代法治和开放社会的跨越的那些幸运儿。
Those who have successfully crossed over from the old authoritarian society to the modern rule of law society,
无一不是在合适的历史窗口做了该做的事情。
All of them did the right thing at the right time.
关注我熊猫爸爸。
Follow me, Panda Dad.
让我们多一个视角。
Let's have a different perspective.
看这个世界。
Look at the world.
也欢迎进主页粉丝群。
Also welcome to the fan group on the homepage.